Hi guys, I'm here to read a book to you today. And before I do, I want to discuss a little bit more about why I like the book so much and why I just really enjoy this series. Well, one is because of the author. The book is called The Infernal Guard, Book One, Emergence by SGD Singh. And I'll read you the synopsis. 17-year-old Asha is about to learn why people fear the dark. The creatures of our nightmares exist, and they come out at night. Meet the Infernal Guard, shape-shifting Jota, healers, seers, illusionists, and weapon-creating Vassars. Warriors with the power to defeat monsters, heroes with the courage to face the truth that every living creature feels. Our world is much more than it seems. Torn from her sheltered life in Miami, Asha is sent to India, where she joins a new generation of gifted youth from around the globe. Now, as an evil like no other waits in the shadows, Asha must learn to stand against the darkness, because the fight has only just begun. The Infernal Guard, Book One, Emergence. Chapter One. Asha stood watching the storm. She tried to ignore the vague sense of unease she'd felt all afternoon. Tried to tell herself that today was like any other day, but as light continued to fade from the violent Miami sky, Aunt Asha's anxiety only increased, and she wished again that her grandfather would come home. The wind tore a struggling rose from its stem and tossed it into the pool. Its crimson petals drifting apart like blood on glowing blue topaz. And even after 2 years, Asha had to remind herself she was looking at a 20th floor roof garden. Rain slammed onto the glass, and she flinched, turning back to the bright familiarity of the penthouse's martial arts training floor. Crossing the room, Asha yanked a bamboo lathi from the wall. Worried for no reason or not, Bapuji expects nothing less than 3 hours of training a day. As Asha swung the lathi through the air, she could almost hear her grandfather's voice filling the apartment like thousands of times before. Focus your mind, Asha. You can get the best from this life through discipline, or you can learn to make excuses. One, two, three, again. Resolving to concentrate on her form, Asha spun across the room and attacked one of the mostly destroyed dummies that stood in the corner, pins and needles spreading up her arms with each impact. But without her grandfather's severe presence, Asha's thoughts soon drifted to Lexi, her best and, if Asha was really honest with herself, her only friend. Training was fun with Lexi. There was nothing in the world Lexi loved more than martial arts training. Asha knew Lexi had demanded her mostly traveling on business father remodel and move them all into the penthouse suite to have Bapuji train her on a daily basis. The suite had been built to Lexi's specifications: 4 bedrooms, a state-of-the-art gourmet kitchen, 2 luxurious living rooms, and a martial arts training floor large enough for 3 people to swing long sticks and spears, twirl swords at dangerous speeds, and practice throwing knives and hatchets. A floor-to-ceiling custom rack held multiple Asian blade weapons, as well as sticks and clubs of various lengths and widths. A glass wall framed the roof, garden, the pool, and the outdoor study areas, all ultra-modern with Asian influences. It beat the small apartment near the hotel kitchen where Asha and her grandfather had lived in for 5 years. More space was nice. So was not having to train on the roof, especially during hurricane season. But alone at night, Asha found herself glancing over her shoulder, feeling watched by the phantoms just beyond her sight, their cold breath whispering along the back of her neck. Asha swung the lathi faster. The sound of bamboo hitting leather filled the empty apartment like fireworks, and she tried not to think about Lexi in Paris on her forced annual shopping spree. Focus, her grandfather's voice commanded. Those who have no discipline are guaranteed to fail. Then, Lexi's perfect Yoda imitation. Train many hours you must. If first place in a homeschool for two, you are to achieve. This is going to be a long month. Replacing the lathi, Asha selected her favorite katar. The pearl inlay running along the sides of the dagger's itch-shaped handle shimmered in the light. A ruby on the hilt of a lonely kanda winked at her from the wall, and Asha smiled. Lexi had tried to take the sword to Paris with her, until Asha convinced her that a 6-foot blonde with a massive, antique, double-edged blade and a bad attitude would probably raise eyebrows at customs, even if she was flying by private jet. Following the patterns in the floor, Asha swung the blade in graceful arcs. Rain continued to pelt against the glass in like bony knuckles, drawing her eyes outside just as the garden disappeared into darkness. If Bapuji's not back in half an hour, I'm calling him. If Lexi were there, Asha knew her friend would have distracted her by now, insisting that they order food from one of the resort's many restaurants and bakeries, or making her laugh with dramatic sparring challenges. Moving her mouth as if she'd been badly dubbed, Lexi would have made vulgar remarks about Asha's creepy eyes glowing against exotic complexions. Asha would have forced to answer with nasty comments about billionaire heiresses, and, if she was in the mood for a real sparring challenge, Lexi's least favorite subject, shopping. Asha sighed as the silence of the present closed in around her. 1, 2, 3. Focus.